Okay, we're back. You're listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. I'm sitting between two lovely ladies this morning. With us, Rita Domermuth. She's director at Hanover Fairs USA, and also Susan Klaproth with Deutsche Messe. And ladies, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, it's been a good time since I've talked to either one of you. I don't know, a couple of years, I guess. We're at the AFA's Floor Tech Show, and you're exhibiting here. Let me first ask you about the show. What's your take on the show? Let me ask you, Suzanne.
Yes, it's the first time for me to be here, and it's very interesting to see a lot of our clients and to meet some good old friends, to make contacts and to talk to each other, so we enjoy it very much.
And I guess, too, it seems to me from going to Domatex Hanover, more and more machinery and services people appear to be exhibiting at the show each year.
Yeah, that's completely true. We get a lot of requests from companies from the industry, from the machinery part, and indeed we have some companies with us in the meantime, and we're very happy to have them with us, and they see that they have the opportunity to meet their clients in Hanover during the 4 days for Domotex Hanover. So I think this might be a part in the future which also might grow.
Now, Rita, we're not that far away. What, 3 months, less than 3 months from Domotex Hanover? I guess the dollar's in a position, it would seem like the stock of that show has gone up appreciably.
Well, yes, it's a tremendous opportunity to be in Germany, in Europe at this time, because U.S. companies are so much more competitive worldwide. And I think that's a position that they're not always in. And we really encourage them to visit at least, if not exhibit perhaps with the AFA at Domotex, so that they can see for themselves what opportunities they really have.
Talk a little bit about that. And in case some of our listeners aren't really up on what the AFA does, in fact, they do it at all three shows, in Hanover, in Dubai, as well as Shanghai. Talk about what they do.
Yeah, that's right. They take their members into the entire world, and what they basically do is they organize a pavilion which offers the exhibitors or participants a turnkey booth. So it couldn't be any easier. Wanda Ellis is very experienced and has done this for a number of years, and I think the group is very very happy to have things taken care of, the logistics taken care of, so that they can really focus on what they're there to do, which is to make contacts and see their customers.
You know, one of the things to me, seeing Hanover several years, what the AFA stand does at that show is give a small exhibitor critical mass, which if they went by themselves, they'd almost get lost in the shuffle.
You're absolutely right. They don't have a small booth somewhere in the back, behind a larger exhibitor, but instead the entire group is featured and gets attention. And it's also a draw because they've done it for so many years now that visitors know where to find them. And it's great to also have new participants. And each year there are a number of companies that that come to the fold. And, of course, the regulars like Tufco and CMC.
And also, I know a lot of people associate the AFA with the carpet industry. Of course, they're based in Dalton, and a lot of their members are carpet players. But a lot of the players who are involved in their stands at these three shows are not. I mean, they're floor covering people across the board, are they not?
Oh, yes, they are. I mean, they often do have a presence in Dalton or in Georgia, and the state does support the participation here. But you're absolutely right. I mean, this goes across as nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Suzanne, as we mentioned, this is an opportune time for a lot of floor covering players to consider export where they didn't before. And I think in terms of carpets and rugs, and we're sitting in Dalton, I guess it's good to talk about carpets and rugs. Historically, it's not been an industry that's really focused on export. I think, 3-4% of carpet and rug production is exported. Do you see a trend more towards looking to export?
Yes, from our side, we are in a position that we are looking forward to, I think, one of the most successful Domotex we ever had. We are growing in terms of exhibitors. We are growing in terms of space. And we also are very happy to welcome even more international exhibitors in Hanover. And some of them are focusing especially also on the commercial market. This is very good because we are very strong in residential part, but more and more companies are also focusing on the commercial market, which is growing in Germany and in Europe also.
Are you expecting more exhibitors? Of course, I guess I need to rephrase that because there's so much consolidation. There's fewer and fewer companies. But nonetheless, do you expect that you will see more players anyway involved in Domatex Hanover this January?
Yes, it's amazing because when I say we are growing in terms of exhibitors, we grow also in terms of machine-made area rugs. We grow in respect of hardwood flooring as well, also accessories, machineries, profiles, and so on, and from nearly all over the world. So we have more than 80 countries represented from the exhibitor side, and they come from nearly every country as well as from Eastern Europe in the meantime.
Now, one of the things that's always fascinated me that I'd like to have our listeners really understand, Domatex Hanover, it's such a different show than any show that anybody's ever seen here in the U.S. In fact, trade shows in general are totally different, it seems to me, in Europe than they are here in the U.S. Talk just for a second, if you would, about the size. I mean, it's a massive operation. I think you have the largest trade show in the world at the Hanover Messe. And when the floor covering show, Domatex, shows up, you have how many buildings? I mean, it's a huge show. Give us a feel for how big the show really is.
Yeah, probably Susanna is ready with all those statistics, but it is just from an American perspective, I just wanted to say that it is really a much different environment. It is really quite sophisticated. Companies create showroom-like settings at Domatex. Plus, let's not forget, we have each of the sectors, and they are actually delineated very clearly at the show so that everyone can see all of the companies that they're interested in really within a set of halls. So I'm going to let Susanna talk a little bit about the statistics because they are quite impressive, and I want to make sure that we get them right.
In the meantime, Domatex Hanover covers 12 halls. This means in square meters, we sell 94,000 square meter net to the exhibitors. This means gross about 180,000. So this is amazing size. And we have a clear structure within. And we have about 1,400 exhibitors, which means 80% are coming from outside Germany.
So then, just to give people perspective, McCormick Place, everybody is familiar with McCormick Place. You really dwarf McCormick Place in terms of size, do you not?
I think we are, in the meantime, worldwide number one regarding to the size of the venue. We have 27 halls. This means about rough 500,000 square meters.
Now, let me ask you one more question. Trade shows are looked at by exhibiting companies in a totally different way than they do here at the U.S. There's food, there's people waiting on you, serving food and drinks morning, noon, and night. Do attendees look at trade shows in Europe differently than they do here in the U.S., do you think? Would a larger percentage of floor-covering retailers, for example, show up at Domatex than, say, their counterparts here in the U.S. would do?
I think trade shows in Germany are a little bit different, as you have mentioned or described it before, and the attendees use it as a meeting point. We've talked to so many international clients, exhibitors, and visitors, and they say, for example, coming to Domotex for 4 days, or even they stay 2 days, it helps to be very effective, because usually some exhibitor told me if he would like to visit his clients worldwide, he would need, let's say, 10 weeks to visit all of them, and now he can see his most important clients some days in Hanover, and they would like to grant them hospitality and to serve them with any kind of service they could offer. So I think it's a complete range what the attendees can find at Domatex Hanover.
Let me ask both of you to give us a little preview of this upcoming show. I missed the show last year in Hanover. What sort of things are going on? And again, I think obviously you want exhibitors to show up and exhibit. There's also a lot of potential exhibitors here in Dalton and around the floor covering industry who have never seen the show and would perhaps like to go and kick a tire or two to see if they would entertain exhibiting in the future. Give us just a little idea of the makeup of the show. What are its parts?
Okay, I think the atmosphere at Domotex Hanover is very unique. We have most of our exhibitors are long-term exhibitors. We started in 1989, joining us for every year, which shows the importance and the confidence they have in Domotex. And on the other hand, what we try to do as a trade fair organizer to make the event every year a little bit more attractive. Because you have to invest time, you have to invest money, and you have to take as much benefit as you can. So not only seeing your clients, your customers or potential customers, but also we have a lot of different special displays for the different product groups and also for the different target groups we have on the visitor side. So it's our job to work on it together very close with all our exhibitors and the associations to see what are their needs to be happy and to rely on Domotex.
One of my favorite parts of the show is Contract World, which focuses obviously on the contract side of the market. Give us a little feel for what that's all about.
Yes, thank you for this, because this is our major project within Domotex. You can call it a small trade fair within the trade fair. And we established Contract World some years ago to focus on the commercial market, which is a very important part. And for next year, we also are very happy. We were lucky to convince Daniel Liebeskind, one of the world's most famous architects, to be part of our Congress. And he will hold a speech and present his latest project. So in the meantime, we attract about 2,500 architects and interior designers to be part of the Contract World Congress, and also to get an impression about the latest products and developments in the floor covering industry. So in the meantime, we have some, I think, the most famous companies in the commercial business for carpets, but also from Italy for ceramic tiles. I think we offer a very attractive range of different products now.
And the European economy has been quite strong. I suspect that that's also drawing a lot of U.S. players who maybe haven't thought of going over to do so maybe this year or next.
Well, we hope so. Of course, the traditional large players are there. Mohawk is one of the largest exhibitors at Domotex within that sector, the flexible and broadloom floor coverings. And they fully understand the opportunities. We do hope that smaller companies, mid-sized companies, will also take advantage of these opportunities. And as Susanna has suggested, go and check it out, and let's at least open the doors and open the minds to these opportunities as they are getting perhaps smaller here temporarily, I'm sure. But still, this is a good opportunity to explore other markets.
This is going to conclude the first part of a two-part conversation. We're talking about the three floor covering shows that are sponsored by Deutsche Messe and the people of Hanover. With us, Suzanne Klaproth, she's director at Deutsche Messe, and Rita Domermuth, she's director of international events at Hanover Fairs USA. We're going to air the second part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.